Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and I am very honored and very excited to have with us today, again, she's been on before, Cheryl Myers. She's the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for my favorite company. I'm going to get in trouble with all my other vendors, but I love Europharma. I love the owner, Terry Lemeron. You have like the best products, the highest quality, the latest innovation. You've brought things to the forefront, and I think, I just heard, didn't you win like a big award for like being the top supplement? What was that award that you just won?
We won for our Terry Naturally line of dietary supplements. We won an award as the best line of supplements available in health food stores.
Wow.
Yeah,
I believe
we were really
it.
Honored. Yes.
Oh, that's a
wonderful.
It's a big honor. Yeah, and you guys have won, I don't know, I'm sure over 100 different awards, maybe even more than that through the years on all your products and everything. But yeah, you have the best supplement line now, and I believe it. And I'm glad I carry about probably 95, 98. It's unusual, but I carry a huge portion of your product line because all your stuff is good. And
well, thank you. That's a wonderful compliment. That's what we strive for.
Yeah.
We strive to produce products that result in real benefits because the first and worst thing you can do is to hurt someone with a dietary supplement. But the second worst thing you can do is to disappoint them and not provide the benefits that you promise.
Amen.
A very smart person once said, the most expensive dietary supplement you will ever buy is the one that does absolutely nothing for you. And so our goal is to make sure that before we ever launch anything, that we have scientific research, clinical studies, that we have enough indication and direction to know for sure that our products are going to produce the results that our customers anticipate.
And you do that. And I love that about you. In fact, the problem is you bring products into the market and maybe they don't move quite as well for you as you like. And then you discontinue them and we always freak out. And then sometimes you bring them back because I think all your customers are like, no, I got to have this. That was wonderful. So I know. And I'm sure it's hard to, you know, because you got to manufacture. You got to stay on top of, you know, the quality, just trying to get the supply in. I mean, I'm sure it is a Herculean task to do that. So obviously you probably, if you have problems with supply or something or this or that, I mean, I'm sure you would probably carry even more, but it's a hard and big job to do, and you do a great job at that. Okay, enough of that, and we're going to get into something I think everybody's going to be really excited about. We've been talking about adaptogenic tonic herbs on the shows. This is a true adaptogen. It's a tonic herb, and it's andrographis. And I don't know the whole, is there another part of that andrographis paniculata, I think? Is that
yes,
what
it is? Andrographis paniculata, the king of bitters.
Oh. You know what, Cheryl? We'll start a little bit on the history of it. I'm going to just tell you, I came across this herb maybe 20, 25 years ago in a Dr. Holt formulation for colds and flu. And I had always thought it was, you know, just for colds and flu. I did a little research on it back in the day, and I thought, wow, this is a really awesome adaptogen tonic herb because it does a lot of other things. But at the time, it was really kind of known for upper respiratory colds and flu, boosting the immune system, antiviral, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. It was kind of like another oregano, but I didn't realize all the adaptogen parts of it and all the other things that it does. And we're going to talk about that. But before we get started, that's my little history of when I came across this herb. Tell us about the history of this, because I know it goes back for thousands of years. Where does it come from? Where do you get the best? And because I know you've got the best products. What's the history on this? What cultures use this? How has it been historically used? So I'm going to be quiet for a little bit, and I want to hear this, because I know you know all about it. You're the best source for all of this. And you know what? You are well-known in the industry. Everybody's like, oh, Cheryl, she's like a encyclopedia. And I'm like, I know. I interview her, and she's awesome. I'll let you go, Cheryl. Tell us about the history of this product. Andrographis.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Mike. You know, there's the two oldest systems of medicine in the world that are still in practice today are traditional Chinese medicine, called TCM, and Ayurveda in India. And so this herb was so important that it was one of the most prominent herbs used in both systems of medicine.
Wow, that's interesting.
So you're right. It has been used for thousands of years, and they've used it for example, dysentery. Dysentery is severe diarrhea. It can be life-threatening because it sucks all the fluids out of your body. It can be caused by parasites, microorganisms, lots of different things. And so this was one of their go-to products. This is one of their go-to herbs when they created their formulations to help people with dysentery. They used it for malaria. They used it for unexplained fevers, liver problems, when people had stomach ulcers, or if they had intestinal issues, for example, like with colitis, they would use this in their traditional formulations. Yes, indeed, they used it for contagious diseases like colds and flu, but they even used it as treatment for venomous snake bites and scorpion bites. Now, I'm not sure that I'm going to be volunteering to enter that study to see how well it works for that, but those are, that just shows you that it had this incredibly rich and diverse history.
Just to interject real quick, that I did read about the studies were done on animals. They haven't done any human studies that I know of for the snake bites and stuff, and it was very effective. And I think traditionally it is used in India. They do use it for that, and it really helps with the initial, the shock and all of that. So they use it very commonly, but I don't think there's a, I don't think there's a major human study on that that I can find.
So if you are coming up on your back door and there's a rattlesnake sitting there in the bushes and you get bitten, please do not take our Andrographis product. Please go directly to the emergency room.
I mean, that's like I tell my customers, well, if your arm gets chopped off, please go to the hospital emergency room. Don't put like the lamb's ear band-aid plan on it or something like that. Okay.
That's one of the few times you'll ever hear me say, please do not use our product. That's unusual.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can see that it had this incredibly diverse history. Mm-hmm. And when Andrographis began, you know, when we started to use it in America, you know, this is an Asian herb, and as you correctly pointed out, it is an adaptogen, and adaptogens mean that they help your body respond to stress. So everybody thinks, oh my gosh, that means it's a relaxer, it's like hemp, or it's like Anxiocalm or Kava or something. Right. No, nothing could be further from the truth. When they say it helps you respond to stress, what they mean are challenges. Now, that challenge might be infection with a bacteria. That challenge might be infection with a virus. That challenge might be excessive exposure to bitter cold weather because you live in a climate where you have to go out hunting for the family's food every day. That challenge may be chronic disease. That challenge might be psychological. Mm-hmm. But when they say response to stress, adaptogens help you respond to stress, they're talking about really harsh physical challenges that happen to your body, and if you do not respond well, you will get sick. So this is something that is, when we look at adaptogens, I always say they don't push up, they don't push down, they push towards normal.
Homeostasis.
And they work through very diverse systems within the body.
Yes, because I'm seeing that it's like an immune modulator. Obviously, if you have an autoimmune disease, you know, again, always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner, but you might want to look into this for something that would help. You've got one of these autoimmunes like rheumatoid arthritis or even Crohn's or something like that. You could look into this to help with that. Again, everything, all the studies. How many studies are on this now? You always seem to know.
Oh, gosh, I'd have to look it up, but there's hundreds and hundreds of studies specifically on andrographis.
Yeah. Is it into the thousands?
You're absolutely right in pointing out that it's great for immune system function. And that's probably what it's best known for, colds and flu, because it does help you get over them faster.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, and, you know, that's the gold standard of 223 people, they found that for the first 2.5 days of use, people were recovering at about the same rate. But after that, the andrographis group took off and it had a complete reduction in coughing, headache, sore throat, disturbed sleep. The placebo group actually didn't improve at all and got worse over time until they started to turn the other directions. This can really cut the duration of these infective illnesses and make the symptoms ever so much less. So then the big question is, well, if it's so good for the immune system, does it overstimulate the immune system and cause problems if you have an autoimmune disease?
Right.
And that's the beauty of andrographis, because it does have studies, published studies, on things like rheumatoid arthritis, which is one of the most common autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, I was seeing that.
There's a great year-long study. How often do we get a study where they study an herb for an entire 12 months?
That's rare. Yeah, that's rare.
So an entire year-long study in people with multiple sclerosis showing all kinds of benefits. And so we do, at least from the research that has thus far been done, don't expect even people who have autoimmune diseases to have problems with it. That's because it works differently than what you would call an immune stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love echinacea. It's an awesome
stimulant. Yeah.
But the way that it works is it goes and blows the bugle and calls out the troops. It
dumps
says,
the
on,
basket.
Body,
yeah. Yeah.
You respond fast.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, so it doesn't quite work that way. It works via other pathways in the immune system to strengthen the immune response, to make the immune system more lethal in its attack of the viruses and the bacteria.
Ooh, I like that, lethal.
Lethal.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, like the movie Lethal Weapon.
Now, I know.
Get lethal weapon.
Get those pathogens. Get the bad bugs. Yeah.
And in addition to that, there's even some evidence that it affects the bacteria and viruses themselves.
I was reading that.
that makes them more vulnerable. It interferes with their defenses, and so they become weaker and more easily killed by our immune system.
Maybe kind of like elderberry that locks and blocks, something like that, maybe.
Yeah, there's some similarities there.
Yeah.
So there, it doesn't surprise me at all that traditionally, when we see andrographis, it's been unstandardized, great, you know, just common herb used for cold and flu season. But there's just so much more that it can be used for that I hate to see a powerhouse like andrographis pigeonholed into this is what only place you can
Right, get. Right. Well, see, I didn't really realize that either. And again, obviously, I'm thinking here, okay, it's going to help with the longevity and the severity of any cold and flu. I do know it's antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic, which I just really love, and anti, you know, fungal mold. But antiparasitics, you know, you look at like colloidal silver or something like that. It's really, it's kind of antiviral, but it's really antibacterial, and it's a kind of a more focused, you know, substance. But this is, it reminds me a lot of oregano with kind of a little bit of a curcumin, CBD kind of adaptogen overall, just a healing, like a ginseng or something. Now, I know this passes the blood-brain barrier, and that leads us into a lot of other things. And I think I'm going to kind of go down a little bit of list here because we've already talked about the colds and flu, prevents infections, shortens the duration, joint pain and arthritis. Okay, here's something that helps with your cold and flu, and you're all achy and everything, but it's also good for joint pain and arthritis and as an anti-inflammatory. What's up with all of that? I mean, that's awesome.
Well, that's the beauty of working with these rare plants.
They are rare. Yes.
Andrographis, because it's not all, not me, called, I'm sorry, adaptogens. Not
right.
All plants are adaptogens. They might have amazing and powerful capabilities to help with something in the body. Like, I know one of your favorites, Hintonia latiflora.
Yes,
That's a plant. It is not an adaptogen.
For sugar.
It is fantastic for blood sugar issues. It is fabulous. So I'm
real quick, I want to interject. You guys have a big box on that. You got a 120 now because my customers are coming in and they're always asking for a larger size, and your company's really good about that. So I just wanted to add that in. We are getting larger sizes, and we get, like, I had a lady the other day that can't take the curcumin pills, but you've got the liquid. So you are really good at helping people to comply, to have good, easy compliance with this because you make it easy to take the supplements. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Commercial over.
So what I'm saying is an herb doesn't have to be in the class of adaptogens in order to be particularly useful. But if it is an adaptogen, you know right away that because of one of the ways that it works in the body, it's going to have more than activity in one single area. So when they look at some of the other studies that have been done specifically on andrographis, there's a compound in andrographis called andrographolides.
Okay.
It is not the only beneficial compound, but it is the most powerful one thus far investigated. So when they were looking at this, they found that it has some, now these are not human studies, but they show an enormous amount of promise looking at things like melanoma. What they found in a laboratory study of melanoma, which can be a very life-threatening skin cancer, that it stops the cycle of cancer cell growth in melanoma. It's also been shown to stop the growth and formation of pancreatic tumor cells. Again, another laboratory study. And it's been shown to suppress the ability of these brain cancer cells called glioblastoma multiforme to migrate and to move to other places. So these are all really awesome, awesome anti-cancer benefits that need to be further investigated so we understand them better. But then, you know, I feel like I'm selling Genzu knives. You know, it slices, it dices, but just wait, it does more. There's also these studies on liver protection. Andrographolide was compared to milk thistle, which milk thistle is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's the big one. Yeah, I mean, that's, everybody knows that one.
When you think liver, you think milk thistle. What they found is it worked as well as milk thistle with regards to decreasing liver damage with exposure to toxins.
Okay, because I keep reading all about this fatty liver and how beneficial it is. It helps to obviously detoxify. While I'm talking about that, I want to ask a couple things. Let me interject here. So this, getting back to the cancer part, it passes the blood-brain barrier, and obviously it's good for the pancreatic cancer that's proliferating in the brain, skin, and cancer cells. It's what I consider an anti-angiogenesis, so it stops that blood flow and the growth of the cancer. But the thing that I'm kind of curious about with, you know, we're talking about all of this and how it's cleansing and detoxifying, is there any like Herxheimer or a detox reaction? I've been taking it, and I've not noticed anything like that, but have you, because you sell to millions of people, is there a detox that customers, the consumer should know about with this, and what should they do if there is?
You know, we have not had, very many reports of any adverse effects at all. And we do, as you know, we track all of those and keep records so that we can ever detect patterns.
I know you
Let's
do.
Say
right.
We get one person that calls and says, I took your Andrographis and my fingernails turned green.
Or I got a headache.
We know that's not related, but we keep track of it. All of a sudden, we get 20 people who say, my fingernails are pink, my fingernails are purple. We're going to think, wow, we've discovered a new beauty product and we didn't even know it. But we do keep track of these and to look for. We do an analysis every 30 days. We do a complete analysis to look for it. So, no, it doesn't have very many problems in that direction. I understand what you're saying because it is antifungal, antibacterial, et cetera. Sometimes you do, like, especially with yeast. If you use a very strong anti-yeast cleanse or anti-yeast product, you do get this couple of days of feeling kind of, you know, here's a scientific term, kind of crappy. You just kind of not yourself.
Right.
Sometimes you're headachy or your body aches. You know, we haven't seen that with Andrographis, and I believe that it's probably because it's a little more subtle and works a little bit more slowly on some of these issues that are going on in the body long term. For example, if you have a lot of yeast, is it going to help over time? Yes.
Yes.
But it's going to be over time. That's the key word. It's going to help to reset the body back towards what the normal body
should be. So it's not going to body slam you, as we see in wrestling.
No,
it's going to kind of gently nudge you somewhere to get things balanced out. So that makes a lot of sense. Anytime they talk about detoxifying, I always want my customers to know that, hey, there's a possibility you may be a little tired, or you may get a little of a headache or something, or you may feel, like you said, crappy for maybe a day or two. And obviously, you would stop the supplement, drink a lot of water, let your body get rid of all the garbage and naturally do the cleanse, and then you can start in again. I know a lot of people, they will take a product, even with the curcumin, you know, they'll be like, you know, it kind of upset my stomach a little bit. But again, after a day or two, and then I'm like, well, how'd you feel after the day or two? And they're like, well, I was really feeling pretty good. I'm like, yes. Start back in on it again. Let it do its thing. And the next time you start in it, you probably will get a very mild or maybe none of that. But I'm not really seeing that with this product, which I think is phenomenal. Obviously, it's adaptogen. It's working on a lot of different pathways instead of just maybe one major one. And that's what I love about all of the herbal supplements is they're not working on like the COX-2, like the NSAIDs, you know, like one pathway.
Right.
They work on a multiple, and I just taught Greek there. I think I probably lost everybody, but that's an inflammatory pathway that the non-anti-inflammatory steroidal drugs like the branded pain relievers and the major chains that you would get, they work on one pathway, and they don't balance everything like you would find with a curcumin product that addresses every channel of inflammation.
Right.
And this product, too, I think is everything. I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. I am taking it. I love it. Now, we've talked about infection, liver disease. I'm seeing where it's even effective with like staph and salmonella and MRSA. And again, you know, I'll talk to the doctor about this, but this is something I think a lot of people could add into a regimen. Of course, it's really good for antibiotic resistant strains and pneumonia and all of that, but it's also good. I thought this is really interesting because Lyme is a bacterial spirochete. And I have some customers that are battling Lyme, and a lot of them are like really recovered now. There's some really good protocols now, and they're doing very, very well. And I've worked with a lot of them. I probably know too much. They're going to come get me one of these days. But I deal with a lot of Lyme people. There's a lot of Lyme here, even in central Illinois. I'm amazed. And of course, they're never properly diagnosed. But this is effective for easing the post residual, the pain and some of the other things you get with Lyme. This, and I would see where it would come in very handy and kind of like maybe if you did a major detox with, say, the oregano or something like that, and then you're still trying to recover, this would be something great to take to kind of ease all of that. Do you know anything more about that? Have you heard anything more about this?
Well, one thing that we do know is that people with Lyme's disease do not have excellent levels of glutathione in their bloodstream, which is your body's own super antioxidant. Some people call it the mother of all antioxidants or the master antioxidant. So glutathione is crucially important. It is depleted by chronic infection.
Yes, it is. And you sell that product, too.
Yes,
there's
we
a glutathione
also,
product. Yeah.
It's been shown that Andrographis actually boosts the ability of the liver to make glutathione.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
So when you're looking at people that are struggling with this disease, when they're struggling with Lyme's disease and chronic infection, you're right. There's no one dietary supplement or lifestyle change that's going to fix everything all at once.
No.
But when you put it together in a protocol, these parts can be very, very powerful. And so not only does Andrographis help the immune system be stronger to kill off infective microorganisms, but it also helps to boost the liver's ability to make more glutathione.
That's awesome.
To help restore more back to normal levels, which means an improvement in things that we see in Lyme's disease, like brain fog and fatigue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and speaking of all that, I also let's just jump back to the cancer part of it, since we're talking about the fatigue and everything. After you do chemotherapy, this is supposed to, tell us a little bit about that. It's supposed to help with the recovery and so forth. There were some studies done on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's one of the beauties of adaptogens, is they're useful in recovery when your body has suffered a trauma of some sort, whether it's been a surgery or whether it's been combating a serious illness or whatever the case may be. It helps increase our systemic resilience, so we're better able to respond to this trauma that has happened or has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really, andrographis is something that's powerful in helping people recover from these diseases. You know, when we look at things like cancer, I'm always careful to tell people this, you know, I'm not going to fool you and say this is 100% cancer cure. And,
oh, no, it's
you
not.
You know,
right.
Toss your mainstream medicine in the garbage can. This is the way to go.
Right.
But there's some really amazing, legitimate research that shows that there are nutrients that can make a tremendous difference in your recovery and
right.
your ability to live a life cancer-free.
Right.
To help prevent recurrence. And I always say there's four legs to the table. And those legs mm-hmm. are Curamed, because it is a very
yes.
potent anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer agent with thousands of studies. Our Bosmed.
Yes.
Because it works via
the frankincense.
Other pathways.
Right.
Yes, that, yes, it complements it beautifully.
Yes.
Our French grape seed VX1, our
OPCs.
Grape seed extract,
yes.
OPC, has got, every time there's a study done where it's successful, it seems to stimulate two or three more other studies to start. To
oh,
look
I know.
At other anti-cancer
it's
properties.
Exciting, yes.
And andrographis, these four
okay.
powerful products work. There's a little bit of overlap, but they also work in very distinct
right.
and unique ways to help your immune system, to help your body do what your body wants to do anyway.
Excellent. Can I put some food on the table?
Sure. What are you going to put on there?
CBD.
Mm-hmm.
CBD is absolutely, actually phenomenal. I have seen so many people with the pain and helping to, and you can read a lot of the studies, but I always tell people about if they're battling cancer, to research and look into the CBD too, because it is absolutely phenomenal. And at higher doses, we're seeing, I see, and I could give you a lot of anecdotals, but when they use all of these things that you just talked about, the four legs on the table and then putting the food on the table, the CBD, it is absolutely unbelievable what is occurring. And I'm seeing a lot of studies. And again, you know, like with the turmeric, the curcumin, that kind of enhances certain types of chemo too. And again, talk to your oncologist. Hopefully you've got a really brilliant oncologist that's into the alternatives too, because it can really enhance a lot of things. And I know you see all of that. You see that all the time too, don't you, Cheryl?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when we look, for example, at grapeseed extract, a recent study, an animal model of colorectal cancer, they found that 50% of individuals, 50% mm-hmm. of people who have colorectal cancer have a genetic mutation
yes.
that makes them resistant to chemotherapy. And
mm-hmm.
what they found is that using the chemotherapy with the grapeseed extract, at least in this animal model, made those cancer cells more vulnerable and more responsive to the chemotherapy. There's studies on our curcumin, our BCM95 curcumin,
mm-hmm.
that show also that it helps. It's what they call a chemosensitizer and a radiation
wow.
sensor or radio sensitizer, meaning that
yeah.
it makes cancer cells more vulnerable to the treatment aspects of both chemotherapy and radiation therapy. So, yes, the taking it all together, there are some wonderful, wonderful things that people can do to try to protect their health and try to regain their health. And I, too, am a big fan of, you know, hemp oil with
yes.
the whole spectrum of cannabinoids,
right.
one of which is the CBD. I think the family works together better than CBD in isolation.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
And I have heard from a lot of practitioners that mm-hmm. have combined these into protocols and gotten some really wonderful
results. Oh, I know. Oh, and you know what? I'm so excited because my mother battled cancer. She didn't really die from that. And I have so many people, so many customers and family and friends. I mean, cancer, everybody encounters. In fact, I think most of the population has cancer, but your body battles it and it's in remission, and you know, it's just a state that you can get into. But when I see all of these things, all of these wonderful things that these products can do, and in conjunction with the pharmaceuticals, the regular medicine and so forth, the chemo, and even on its own. So it's, you know, it's up to the individual what they really want to do. Now, obviously this is really good for digestive problems. Again, I guess because it's a bitter. You know, bitters are always well known for, you know, you got a little tummy upset, take a bitter. This is bitter, and it's in a capsule, too. So that's a really good thing. We'll talk a little bit about the product here in just a few minutes because we are getting near the end of the show. Obviously, we talked about the autoimmune, the multiple sclerosis. It's also good for, it passes the blood-brain barrier. So I'm seeing, just like curcumin, it's good for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. There are studies on that to help with that, correct?
Yes, there are. And there's one area I want to make sure that we mention
yes.
because it's something that people don't suspect. Heart and arteries.
I was just going to get into that. Yeah, heart disease.
I'm
yeah,
so glad, cause,
yeah,
because I mean, people always think, well, okay, it does this, it does this, it does this. But as I said, and wait, there's more. It also
syndrome XYZ or whatever they want to call it, metabolic syndrome. You know, the high cholesterol, the diabetes. You know, that whole area in there. So, and blood pressure too. So it's good for that whole disease state, I guess. Correct.
It is amazing. And one of the things that people struggle with are triglycerides. Now,
yes.
I'm not a believer in knocking out cholesterol because cholesterol is important. It's
mm-hmm.
the type of cholesterol you have. It's not the total number that's a problem. But I don't think that cholesterol is very strongly linked to heart disease, but I am sure that triglycerides are. And getting those triglyceride levels down it can be very, very important for
yeah.
your long-term health. And they did a study on andrographis compared to a prescription drug called gamfenbrazil
mm-hmm. yeah,
that they used to treat elevated triglycerides, and it worked every bit as well as the prescription
awesome.
Drug at reducing triglycerides. It also helps when people have trouble. Sometimes people who have high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
one of the issues is their arteries cannot properly relax between beats of the heart, and it helps to promote that relaxation. They've even found that in animal models of heart attack or myocardial
mm-hmm.
infarction, that the use of andrographis reduces the damage to the heart and the blood vessels within an hour of a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. All right,
yeah,
Cheryl,
so
we're getting really short on time. I just want to add a little bit, gallstones, maybe infertility. I was reading about that, so there's more research on that. And maybe even hangovers. Now, and there's more. So, I mean, we've got this book. It's really good. We usually give these away, so I'm sure you can ask us about it. Now, I want to talk about the product really quick because you want to make sure you get a really good, high-quality product. I think yours is, and again, you want to look for something that's about 200 milligrams. You can take it once or twice a day. It needs to be manufactured from the stems and the leaves, and it needs to be standardized to 20% the andrographolide. Is that
right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, and I know
so,
you've done that. And
yes,
you look for a brand.
Mm-hmm. Actually, our product is called Andrographis EP80.
Yes.
Extra Strength. It is 400 milligrams per capsule.
Oh, okay.
So it delivers 80 milligrams of andrographolides.
All right.
So it's a very high-potency product. You don't need to use very many a day, one or two per day.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, the leaves are far more important than the stems, but
okay.
we do include both. What you want to make sure is you get that 80 milligrams of andrographolides plus the other beneficial compounds
awesome.
Specifically from andrographis.
And that's coming from the research.
Yes, and mm-hmm. as I said, it's always important in a lot of these plants, they do better when they have their brothers and sisters along to help them
yes.
out.
Yes, awesome. Cheryl, we are absolutely out of time. That was wonderful. We learned so much today, and thank you so much for your time. I know you're a very busy person, and I always am honored that you take the time to talk to our listening audience and fill them in on some of the latest, most wonderful herbs and nutraceutical supplements and products.
Well, Mike, I thank you for being such an advocate for getting medical information and scientific information out about natural products that can make a real difference in people's lives.
All right, Cheryl, thank you.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.